Hey friends, welcome back to Spiritual Conversation, honest and joyful explorations of ideas to help us connect with our true spiritual purpose and live our best lives. I'm your host, Jacqueline Claire. First order of business, if you are interested in joining the follow-up Zoom discussions to this podcast, they are closed group, meaning like I don't record it or anything like that, but it's a place for people from all over the world to get together and actually share your voice, your thoughts, your reflections on some of these themes and topics that are brought up in this podcast. So if you are interested in joining, please stay tuned till the end of this podcast and I will share how to get involved in that. So I've taken a little breather after the last podcast about my spiritual perspective on the trans issue, because I wanted to let that percolate a little bit. I need to learn how to take the seeds out of an avocado. That's what's going on with my hand here. I wanted to let that saturate my audience a little bit and see what the response was. And I was very prepared for it to be controversial because it's a very sensitive and awkward issue right now. And it was interesting because all of my feedback, for the most part, was overwhelmingly positive. And a lot of you felt that I put words very gently to something that you have felt and that's just obvious and very clear, and that perhaps even the podcast is useful to you to be able to send to people. And I'm really happy about that. On the other hand, I'm also a little disappointed because I was geared up for it to be controversial and it really wasn't. And so I kind of like girded my loins for no reason, but more so, and again, I'm grateful that I was able to articulate some things that maybe some of you have felt. But I wonder if there's such agreement with the perspective that I shared, then why are we in the situation that we are in? Where I think probably everyone knows at least one young person, one person under 25, who is swept up in this. And I don't think that that's natural and organic. I really, really don't. So why are we in this situation? And I definitely do not know, but I have a few theories on what might play a part of it and what could help. And I'm going to share them. I might break this up into two episodes. We'll see how long-winded I get. So the first off is a call to parents. And I debated whether or not I had the right to speak on this because I am not a parent. And I decided to take the risk. I'm happy to accept whatever slings and arrows that I might get in criticism for speaking on this topic that I don't have firsthand experience with. And all of that is completely fair. But I feel like this perspective nonetheless is important. And I also think that mother and father are archetypes that we all have inside of us. And also sometimes when we're not in the forest, we can see things that you can't see when you are in it. No, when you are outside of the forest, you can see things that you can't see when you're in it. And that is, parents, make sure that you are overwhelmingly the one raising your own children. No preschool, no public school, no Montessori school, no huge influence being unwatched by you. And I know that it's hard to be around kids a long time. I know that most families rely on two incomes. I know that there's all kinds of issues that impede this. But it is so, so terribly, terribly important for you as a wise and discerning parent to be overwhelmingly the one influencing your child and their perceptions and their ideology and their morals and all of that. It just cannot be stressed enough. And there are a few factors that go along with that. The first is that young, you know, children, newborns through probably 6 years old, they need so much attention. They need a lot of attention. And I think that that plays a huge part in this like primal core of validation inside of them, so that they are less vulnerable to seeking validation from their peers and the culture and people around them. So they need a whole lot of attention. They also need you to be as honest with them as possible. Children are very, very sensitive to hypocrisy, and none of us are perfect, and we all get our comeuppance, especially with the penetrating insights of children. But just be cognizant of that and really, really do your best. And please, it goes without saying, I'm not suggesting that anyone isn't already doing their best. I'm just here to remind you of what you already know. Personally, I'm not even a fan of the Santa Claus myth. As much as I love make-believe, and I think that Santa Claus can be celebrated in that make-believe sense, so long as everyone knows we're playing a game here, that it's not only harmless, but it can make really fun memories. But if it is in earnest, then I think you're setting your child up for a realization of deception. And that's just a little chink where they're going to stop trusting you as much as those kids at school who were the ones who told them that Santa Claus actually wasn't real. So yeah, give them tons of attention. Be very vigilant with yourself, knowing that children are very insightful and sensitive to hypocrisy, and just raise them and don't let other people be the ones to raise them. And if they are in a group setting, you just have to be extremely involved and know what they're learning. And it's worth considering whether you should be in charge of that group, you know? So, because there's just so too much craziness going on right now. And if so many people resonated with the last podcast, then that means that's where your mind is. So be sure that you're the one influencing and shaping your children. I'll go ahead since I'm on a roll here. And my second thought was about self-censoring our own expression and opinions. When I was interviewed on the NTD News Epoch Times show with Bo, he asked me if I thought there was artistic freedom in the United States. And the answer is yes. This country has freedom of speech. And as far as I know, there's still nothing that you can say other than shouting fire in a theater that will actually get you incarcerated. So we do literally have freedom. And the worst we have to fear is Facebook jail and offending people and having friends or family write us off. And Facebook, we'd probably be better without. But I totally understand not wanting to offend or lose friends. But we need to express ourselves. And I don't mean that in just a selfish, you know, like kind of indulgent, creative way. I mean, your opinion and your voice matters. We need as much sanity as possible. And since we have freedom of speech, we should use it before we don't have it anymore. And it's very possible not to have it. I mean, most countries in the world, you can't just go around saying anything that you want. So we're very blessed if you live in the United States. So don't be afraid of Facebook jail. And you know, be kind and tactful, but I have your back. I don't know you necessarily, but I support you in sharing your thoughts as kindly and tactfully as possible in any and every opportunity that you get. When there are things that you actually don't agree with, or that you know that you have a different insider perception on than the people around you, because there's this sense of going along to get along that is going on in the world right now. And it's not serving anything, and it's very harmful to our children. So use your voice and have the courage to share your unique insight. And again, I support you and commend you in that. And you can send me your stories of doing so if you want to, if that helps you feel like somebody's got your back. So those are my thoughts on the follow-up to the last podcast on the trans issue. And I think that this has ripples in lots of other issues. So our next conversation, live on Zoom but unrecorded, is going to be this Saturday, October 1st, 10:30 a.m. at Central Standard Time. If you would like to be involved in that, please just send me a message, a private message. So you can write me on Facebook or Instagram at Jacqueline Claire Art, or better yet, through my website, jacquelineclaireart.com/contact. Or if you already have my email for being on my list, feel free to write me there. You need to write me by this Friday to get the login for this Saturday. But this will be a monthly thing. That's my goal. So if you miss this one, you can hop in on the next one. And I would love for you to join. It's totally free, and it's just a way for me to get to hear your voice. And whether you agree, you disagree, it inspired some other thought, just a place for people who resonate in one way or another with some of the themes of this podcast to get to meet each other and share your own thoughts. All right, my friends, thank you for taking this deep dive with me. Until next time, I wish you the best for playing your unique part in making this world a better place. I'll catch you next time.